Chapter 33, Oneness, the Sacred Changeless One. In seemingly empty space, there is one link, one life eternal, one wave of life flowing through everything, animate and inanimate, unifying everything in the universe, a oneness of life, a unity and harmony so vast, so perfect, breathtakingly perfect, that it automatically breeds reverence and humility. Yogananda. The Changeless One. The universe is one and changeless. In this chapter, we will learn how to contact the Changeless One, the one who creates, sustains, permeates and connects all people and all space. We will explore this experience and its importance. A unified field of energy. We live in an infinite ocean of conscious energy. A unified field of peaceful, joyful, loving energy that cannot be broken. When we immerse ourselves in this ocean, we experience unity with all of life. In the stillness of the ocean, we contact the pure, formless consciousness that is at once the source of everything and the link that connects all. This consciousness fills all space. It cannot be born, confined, limited, divided, or destroyed. When we experience this power, we know that we are immortal, indivisible, and connected to all. Maya. We are always in the Changeless One, even as a wave is part of the ocean. However, because of Maya, we experience ourselves as isolated waves, separate from the ocean. Maya refers to the power inherent in ordinary consciousness that makes us think we are separate from the Creator, creation, and other creatures. Under the influence of Maya, we experience the division, separation, limitation, and impermanence and suffering of ordinary or worldly consciousness. Maya is powerful and seductive. It is responsible for our hook to the physical plane. It tricks us into thinking that we can achieve peace, love, and joy by focusing on the little wave of our life to the exclusion of the ocean. Under the spell of Maya, we focus on our soap opera, possessions, and bodies while we exclude the Changeless One from our consciousness. From separation to oneness. We love Maya, the physical plane, despite the limitations, impermanence, and suffering it imposes. However, in order to contact the Changeless One, we must reduce the power of Maya since it and oneness occupy the same space. The omnipresent giver of peace and love exists just behind the ever-changing world of people, events, and things. When we contact the giver, we can draw from her miraculous healing powers and qualities. The shift from Maya to higher consciousness is not easy. To find her behind the veil of ordinary consciousness, we need help. This work describes a variety of methods designed to help us do this work. With persistent practice of these techniques, we can experience our little wave as a part of the eternal ocean. This results in a profound shift of consciousness from separation to oneness. Then we know that we are eternally safe and protected. Following is a review of how two methods, meditation and practicing the presence of oneness, can help us experience the sacred unity of all creation. Meditation. riding the surface waves of change. Think of life as an ocean. The waves represent the physical plane where all things are in a state of flux. At times, the waves of the ocean are calm. However, it is only a question of time before the waves become stormy. We spend most of our lives on the surface, riding the waves of change. Their power is great. They command our attention and dominate our consciousness. The waves of the ocean are akin to Maya. The vast stillness underneath. Under the surface, the ocean is vast, still, one, and changeless. The goal of meditation is to shift our consciousness from the transient surface of the ocean to its depths, for it is only there that we can experience the eternal peace and safety of changelessness. Stop the world, body, senses, and mind. To get beneath the waves and benefit from the stillness, we must stop the world, body, senses, and mind. In meditation, we retreat from the world by sitting in a quiet place, closing our eyes, and keeping our body still. Then we discover the most difficult challenge, stopping the waves of the mind. Like the waves of the ocean, one thought after another pounds the shores of our consciousness. With practice, however, we can slowly reduce the tendency and frequency of our thoughts. The deep healing power of stillness. As the mind slows, we become increasingly aware of the underlying ocean and its deep healing power of stillness. Immersed, we may still see the changing waves above. However, we care less about their variance, enjoying the peaceful, gentle power of the ocean underneath. Always one with the changeless one. With the consistent and regular practice of meditation, our identity slowly shifts. We are not the ever-changing surface waves. Rather, we are the changeless peace of the ocean below. Though the small waves, with a beginning, middle, and end, do define our lives, we are ever a part of the vast permanent ocean just underneath the wave. When we realize we are always one with the changeless one, we are at peace no matter what the world or the body does. The next technique is called practicing the presence of oneness. We can experience the changeless one in activity as well as in meditation. Spirit and matter are two sides of the same coin. On the material side is Maya, the physical world of change. On the spiritual side is the giver, always offering peace, love, wisdom, and safety. In ordinary consciousness, we focus on the physical world to the exclusion of the spirit. This is unfortunate. The physical world, however entertaining, ultimately makes us feel separate, insecure, and afraid. When feeling this way, we can practice the presence of our higher power as oneness. Everything we do, even routine activity, can serve as a reminder that the changeless one is always present. A student returns from a visit with her spiritual teacher, a master. A friend asked her what secrets she learned. She said, "I learned how to tie my shoes." For one who can see, even the most mundane routine is a window to and a manifestation of the Eternal One. Infinite peace, love, wisdom, and safety are manifested through us at this very moment. We are one wave of the infinite ocean made of the substance of that ocean. God is one and changeless when we tie our shoes or experience an earthquake. To practice the presence of your higher power as such a unifying force, try the following exercise. You can practice this exercise whether you are involved in routine or stressful activities. The end game is unity with the Great One underneath all, a unity that can never be severed. There are 5 steps. Stop, breathe, present moment, affirm, act. Step 1, stop. When you become aware that your mind is unfocused or restless, stop and breathe. Step 2, breathe. Take several slow, deep abdominal breaths. 3, get into the present moment. This is where you can experience oneness. 4, affirm. Choose one or several of the affirmations below. Maintain such thoughts of unity throughout the day. All opposing forces merge in the one. Unity and harmony permeate my thoughts and actions. The changeless one is in every person, house, flower, blade of grass. All in one, and one in all. My awareness of unity creates unity. My yearning for unity creates unity. I keep the unity of the many worlds before me. My world is broken. I heal it with oneness. The world is broken. I heal it with oneness. Every person is a part of one family. We are one. All of humanity is in the same boat. I am peace. I make peace. I am friend to all. I honor diversity. I am a part of one great body. I am a part of one person. The infinite universe is one being. One omniscient power permeates and governs all things. I see everything in her and her in everything. I see everything in him and him in everything. Spirit and matter exist in the same space. I focus on spirit. God and Maya exist in the same space. I focus on God. Division and unity exist in the same space. I focus on unity. Change and changelessness exist in the same space. I focus on changelessness. The changeless one is in everything, and everything is in the changeless one. The changeless one is everywhere. Every moment is an aspect of and a window to the infinite one. I live, move, and have my being in a unified field of peaceful, joyful, loving energy that cannot be broken. Step 5. Act. The sacred one is always right here, offering peace, love, wisdom, and safety. Whether eating, drinking, walking, sleeping, working, dressing, cleaning, socializing, exercising, sitting, thinking, feeling, or dreaming, know that you are in the mind of God. Perform every action with the awareness that one power connects all people, all objects, and all events. We can learn how to move from the surface of the ocean to its deeper waters. When we learn to be in that place of oneness in both meditation and in activity, we experience peace, safety, and unity with all beings. What a joy it is to experience even a sliver of this beauty within ourselves. What other response could there be but humility, gratitude, and awe? What other action could we take but gentle, compassionate service to humanity? Points to remember. In higher consciousness, all of creation is one. All life is in one life. All minds are in one mind. All hearts are in one heart. All bodies are in one body. When we feel our life, mind, heart, and body as separate, we suffer. When we experience unity with all life, we soar. The universe is one system through the law of interconnection. Everything is connected to everything else. Maya would have us believe that we are isolated, but we cannot separate any part from the whole, despite the delusive power of Maya. Our problems stem from our feeling of separation. We can counter this by developing a spiritual practice. For example, when we practice unconditional love and service to humanity, we see the unity and connection that rule the cosmic order. When we help one person, we help the universe. The intelligent power that runs the universe organizes every millimeter of space from particle to galaxy. The human body is composed of atoms, cells, organs, and systems, each necessary for the body to work. Each of us is a part of the greater system of family, city, nation, and earth. The earth, in turn, is a member of the family of planets which form solar systems, which form galaxies. Each part, from particle to galaxy, is necessary for the whole to function correctly. Our consciousness exists as a part of a vastly complex universe. We are a part of the whole and have a rightful place in it. Every individual, group, and nation of this earth has a unique, important, and necessary role to play in this stupendous human drama. The teacher of oneness presents life to us as a puzzle. Every circumstance we encounter reveals something. There are clues and lessons. We can put the pieces of the puzzle together to make a coherent whole. When we do the work, we discover how the pieces fit together in a unique way to create our personal story, which in turn fits into the grand story of life. Find the changeless one in your own consciousness. Then, even the smallest, most mundane action holds the key to the universe. You can know him when you do the laundry or brew a pot of tea. Intelligent power is in every nook and cranny. When we know the changeless one within, we need not fear any condition of the body or the world. It takes time to get to this advanced state. On the way, we need courage, faith, patience, and perseverance. The changeless one unites everything, inside and outside, you and I, all of creation. Despite the apparent separation, we are all one. Exercises. The following exercises help us achieve peace of mind and oneness with humanity. 1. The true test of religion, spirituality, or any belief system is love. Does your path help you connect with others, or does it separate you? 2. Judgment of others creates separation. Acceptance and support bring us closer. What thoughts, feelings, and activities are you engaged in that separate you from others? 3. Finding the faults of others is easy. Instead, focus on their positive qualities. Give them support for their psychological and spiritual growth. What thoughts, feelings, and activities are you engaged in that bring you closer to others? 4. The basis of all spirituality is morality and goodness. We must learn how to behave. First, do no harm to others in thought or word. Stop judging, criticizing, and gossiping. Then practice compassionate service. Notice the peace of mind and strength you kindle as a result. Keep going, and you will experience solidarity with humanity and creation. 5. In ordinary consciousness, under the direction of the ego, we often feel superior or inferior to others. In spiritual consciousness, we are equal and one. No matter what your ego tells you, practice equality and unity with all others. Notice the harmony and rhythm that comes to you as a result. 6. We can use the consciousness of one to help us when we are in conflict with others. Think of someone who provokes you. Visualize the healing light of love melting his or her imperfections. Now, visualize the healing light of love melting your own imperfections. To conclude this exercise, picture yourself in harmony with this person.